May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do sit down. It's wonderful to have such a fanfare. Thank you, Andrew. I feel splendid. What I have to say this morning, particularly about Stewardship Sunday, is really for the home team. It's for members of our church community here most directly. But if you are a member of another church, as I hope that many of you are, then please do listen to what I say and take it away with you in relation to your commitment to that community. And if you are not a member of another church, well, first of all, I commend church going to you, encourage you to join this church or another good church like it somewhere close to where you live and to go regularly, and please do think about this too. Otherwise, think about it in relation to a charity that you support. If you'd like a suggestion of a charity to support other than those you already support, then please speak to us afterwards. This morning we're selling bracelets. This is a very incongruous thing for a vicar to say in church. We're selling beautiful bracelets made by the Totoshan Jewellery Company on behalf of Saksha, our Indian slum charity. And if you'd like to buy a bracelet after the service with beautiful precious stones for just £120, £40 of that will go directly to our Saksha charity. But the overall point of what I'm trying to say there is, if you're not a member of a church, but think about this in relationship to your charity giving. Because in this world today, we each can make a difference. We each must make a difference. If we don't do it, who will? On this Stewardship Sunday, we have the opportunity to review our financial response to the generosity of God. And I'd like to start off by saying the most enormous thank you to all those here at St. Peter's whose gifts and contributions and money over the last year has made all that we do and all that we offer in our worship, in our service, in our fellowship, made that possible. Those who give a little, those who give a lot and have done over the years, we say a very big thank you to you this morning. And those who responded so generously to our stewardship campaign last year, which led to an increase of our giving, which has been very significant and valuable and important, vital really, for our life together. So first of all, thank you so much. This year we've been inviting particularly members of the church who have joined since then, and those who weren't, for whatever reason, able to join the giving scheme last year, to make a regular commitment and contribution from now on. But it is appropriate that all of us should think about what we should and what we can do to help the church to flourish here or wherever we worship. Perhaps the Christian gospel is even more relevant today than it has been for many years, as the world seems to be in a climate of anxiety and hostility, both in our own communities and elsewhere. More than ever, I think, we need to share the Christian message of love, of justice, of peace, and of forgiveness. A few weeks ago, Rachel and I had the opportunity to visit our little daughter, who the other day was just Albert's size, but now seems to be 20, in New York, where she is studying for a term. And on the Sunday that we were there, we went to the local Episcopal church, which is a church called the Heavenly Rest. What a lovely name for a church. If any of you have ever worshipped in New York, you may know it. Certainly one member of our 945 congregation was baptized there many years ago. The people there are, on average, prosperous, but also well-educated, culturally aware, and definitely public-spirited. And interestingly for me, we were there on their Stewardship Sunday. So if you feel that you've drawn the short straw by being here on Stewardship Sunday, it happened to us too. But needless to say, I was taking notes of what they were saying. In the US, people talk about money much more openly than we do here. And philanthropy is admired and highly esteemed. And I've encountered this firsthand with our Indian charity, Saksha, for whom we're launching these bracelets today. Saksha works with slum children in India and gets them into school. But a few years ago, I had a donation of £3,000, which for our small charity was very significant indeed. And I tried to work out who it came from, and eventually I tracked down the donor. And it seems that he was an old member of the college in Oxford where I was working, and he had already supported many other charities. He and his wife had already at that point given over £1 million to the college. I think they've probably given another million since then. And they are major donors in California, where they support the arts in particular and have contributed a large amount of money to the Opera House there in LA. Here in Britain, there are generous donors too. Our charity giving list recently published was topped by Lord Sainsbury, who in the last year, as in several other years, has come top. And he gave last year £220 million to charity. And that amounts to 40% of their family's overall wealth. I think they'll still have enough to get by on, despite that generosity. Another is a man called Mike Urin, who is 92 and has given a lot year by year, and very recently has given £40 million to our very own Imperial College here in London, which is absolutely splendid. Not only old people give generously. I'm very pleased to say that pop sensations One Direction have given nearly £1 million this year, mostly to charities which help sick children. But in the US, things are on another scale altogether. Microsoft, Bill and Melinda Gates are perhaps the top names there. They've given $39 billion to charity through their own foundation. But there are many, many others who give large sums too. Churches, like this one, need major donors. But Jesus said, it's not how much you give which matters, but how you give it. Your heart is what is important. When he went to the temple, he commended a poor widow who put a tiny coin into the temple treasury. And he said that she had given far more generously than all the rich people with their wads of cash. On the day when we attended Heavenly Rest, the preacher was, interestingly, the local rabbi. And he said that his grandfather had been a poor tailor in Manhattan. He said that when his grandfather died, they found in his desk a drawer full of little receipts. And it seems that when he was a young man, he had not been able to afford to give money to the synagogue every Friday, but rather he had borrowed the money at the end of the week to give to the synagogue, and there was a receipt showing each sum of money that he had borrowed, and an accompanying receipt to show how he had paid the money back again on Monday when he had earned it. The rabbi went on to make the point that in Judaism, giving to the synagogue for the work of God is not about generosity. He said it's not anything to do with generosity at all. It's your duty. He said it's duty, a primary duty which each of us share to enable the work of God to go forward. He said, if you wish to be generous on top of that, to be moved by this or that, the things that you care about and are interesting to you, then good, give to those as well. But first of all, we have a responsibility to give a proportion of our wealth to the synagogue or to the church. Well, for Christians, our response is a response of the heart to the generosity of God. We love because God first loved us. And we give because God gave everything for us in Christ. But I do take the rabbi's point, and giving to the church should be a basic fundamental principle for all of us, if we are members of churches. In Britain, we don't like talking about money at all, but there are some churches which seem to buck that trend. A vicar I spoke to last year said that his congregation, who are mostly African, love to demonstrate how much they're giving. He said they walk in procession to the front of the church carrying the money in their hand that they're going to give, and they put it dramatically into the collecting plate. He said we're not allowed to have bags or anything like that that would conceal the amount. People want to be seen giving money. They want to make this testimony to the love of God, and they want others to notice their faith in giving and to do the same. They're bearing witness to the love of God and asking others to join with them in giving to God too. We won't be doing that this morning, but there will be a collection, of course. How much should we give? Many evangelical churches, it's standard practice to give 10% of your income before tax, the biblical tithe, and then perhaps to give more on top. And it seems somehow to not put people off, because many of those churches are growing vigorously and people are attending them. At the Church of the Heavenly Rest in Manhattan, people were given a sheet with percentages and the numbers suggested amounts that people might be earning to calculate where they come on the range of giving. You might like to do a little calculation in your head as we go along. It said that 1 to 3% of monthly income, if you give that much, this is what they called their lower giving range. 4 to 6% was the middle giving range. And 7 to 9% was the upper giving range. But of course, you could give 10%, a tithe, and much more besides. And there was scope and opportunity to do that. How very interesting. Where does this leave us? Everyone should give something and give it generously, with an open heart and with thankfulness. Some people come to church, even to this church in beautiful Belgravia, for whom the amount they give should be very small because they have very little income and very little opportunity to put money aside out of it. But we should all give something. Other members of this church have given a great deal over a long period of time, and we are very, very grateful to them for doing that. We are all to give generously, whether a little or a lot, and however much we give, it's a cause for thanks. And there is, we believe, great blessing on those who give. Many of us fall in the middle, perhaps, not giving a tiny amount and not giving a lot. We may not feel that we're awash with money, but we do have income. And I suspect that for us, the approach of Heavenly Rest may be right, that we should think about how much we give and perhaps think about whether we should give more. Our giving to the church should not be an afterthought, a question of what we can spare once we've spent money on all the other things that we want to do. It should be a fundamental part of our lives, a decision which comes first, which comes before our other choices about how to spend the money that God, in his goodness, has allowed us to enjoy. So the stewardship packs are going to be given out this morning, and in there is a letter and a reply sheet and a standing order and gift aid form. If you're a member of this church, please, please pray about your response this morning. And then after praying, return the form saying what your response has been. And we'd like to know that everybody who's a member here has responded, and those who haven't replied in 2 weeks are going to be sent a copy through the post, so that we know that everybody has heard and understood. If you are a member here but you're not in our regular giving scheme, perhaps please do join up. If you are in our envelope scheme, please consider joining our standing orders so that we can know how much is going to be given each month. It would help you to plan your giving, and it would help us to be able to measure our finances too. However you give, if you are a taxpayer, whether you give here or somewhere else, please use gift aid so that this church or your church or the charities you give to can enjoy 25% extra from your giving. And finally, a very, very big thank you to those whose giving support and sustain our life here. Once again, without you, we couldn't do the work of God in the way that we do. Let us pray. Generous God, you pour your blessing upon us and have given your own dear Son to die and to rise for us. May we, who have received without limit and without price, have the will to use our resources to further your kingdom and to make your glory known on earth. Amen.